Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and then making a move.
I'm hesitating and I'm nervous,
but that one word just
feels like it's gonna be alright.
I can make it through the night.
Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say.
I just wanna hear you.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
All right. Turn it loud.
Turn it up.
Good evening. Is that you,
Daniel?
Is that you? Good evening, Auntie Carrie.
Yes, good evening. How y'all?
Good
evening.
We have Mom, Auntie Debbie, Hubert, myself, and Auntie Carrie. So we're going to start with the reading.
Deuteronomy 8, do not forget the Lord. Be careful to follow every commandment that I am giving you today, so that you may live in the free and may enter and possess the land that the Lord promised and owed to your forefathers. Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the desert these 40 years, to humble you and to test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you will keep his commands. He humbled you, causing you to hunger, and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your father had known, to teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Your clothes did not wear out, and your feet did not swell during these 40 years. Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, so the Lord your God disciplines you. Observe the command of the Lord your God, walking in his ways and revering him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land with streams and pools of water, with springs flowing in the valley. A land with wheat and barley, vines and fig trees, pomegranates, olive oil, and wheat. A land where bread would not be like nothing. A land where the rocks are iron, and you can dig copper out of the hills. When you have eaten and are satisfied, praise the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God. Better to observe his commands, his laws, his decrees that I'm giving you this day. Otherwise, when you eat and are satisfied, when you build fine houses and settle down, and when your herds and flocks grow large, and your silver and gold increase, and all you have is multiplied, then your heart will become proud, and you will forget the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. He led you through this vast and dreadful desert, that thirsty and waterless land, with its venomous snakes and scorpions. He brought you water out of hard rock. He gave you manna to eat in the desert, something your father had never known, to humble and to test you so that in the end it might go well with you. You may say to yourself, my power and the strength of my hand have produced this wealth for me. But remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth and so confirm his covenant, which he swore to your forefather as it is today. If you ever forget the Lord your God and follow other gods and worship and bow down to them, I testify against you today that you will surely be destroyed, like the nation will be destroyed before you. So you will be destroyed for not obeying the Lord your God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Alrighty. Thank you for that reading, Hubert. And we did have another caller join, Auntie Dot.
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening.
We're going to go ahead with our program. I'm just going to do a roll call just so Auntie Dot knows who's all of Hubert, Auntie Betty, Auntie Carrie, and Auntie Dot, and myself. We won't be having Miss Loretta. She's still celebrating her birthday this weekend.
Okay.
All right. And get started. Just want to welcome everyone to the Family News Prayer Session. I hope you have some good news to share. And we're going to let Mom start us off with the opening prayer.
Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful creation. Help us to remain focused on you so that we can receive your light and love in all that we say and do. Father, we just ask you to bless this line tonight and each person that on the line. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that prayer, Mom. All right, let's go ahead and get started. Auntie Carrie, would you like to start us off?
Yes, I'll start off with Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinner, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth his fruit in its season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteousness. For the Lord knows the way of the righteousness, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Carrie, out of Psalms. Next, we'll have Mom.
Okay, I'm coming out of Second Chronicles, 7 chapter 11 through 22. The simply said, if my people, Second Chronicles 7 shows a contrast between the elders and simples. It describes a massive celebration of dedication, the Jewish temple. King Solomon and all of Israel spent weeks in worship and praise, staggering and impressing the display of their allegiance to God that included prayer, concerning, and fast and feasting. God responds with Solomon, however, the people got sober. Exactly. God told Solomon after the dedication, when the celebration was only a memory, and when God's people had forgotten him and faced judgment, they will only need to turn from their wickedness and call upon him. He would not require impressive act of cooperation to him. His people would simply need to be humble, prayerful, and obedient to his will and way. Then he will hear them and again make them a peaceful and blessed community. Such as Solomon's field, our best course of action today. We live in a technology advanced, complex, and competitive world. Many of us lose time, health, and peace, trying to keep up with life's race. Sometimes we struggle to the street or trying and fail to find reasonable solutions to difficult problems. We would do well in due time to return to our ancestral practice of prayer. Having endured the horror of slavery and brutal racism, they had a my head. I see glory in the air. There must be a God somewhere. We must cultivate that same kind of faith that enables us to wait for the Lord, be strong and patient, and wait for the Lord. Take time to grow in the midst of life pressures, to regain prosperity and peace. When the storms of life are raging, when we do so as individuals and as a community, then we can cut through the conflict and find peace and direction that the world cannot offer. Although we still won't know what tomorrow holds, we will know whole tomorrow. Amen.
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 Hi, Mom. Thank you for that reading out of Second Chronicles. Next, we'll have Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm coming out the Romans chapter 10. The brother, my heart desire and prayer to God for Israel, that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness, and going about accepting their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. For Moses described the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which does these things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, saying, not in thy heart, who shall ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above. Or who shall descend into the deep? That is to bring Christ up again from the dead. But what says it? The word is nigh thee, even in the mouth and in the heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whosoever believe on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jews and the Greeks. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How shall they call on him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Israel said, says the Lord, who has believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth, and their word into the end of the world. But I say, did not Israel know? First Moses says, I will provoke you to jealousy by them. There are no people by the foolish nation. I will anger you. But Israel is very bold and said, I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me. But to Israel, he says, all day long I have stretched forth my hand unto a disobedient and a gainsaid people. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading.
Until
Daddy, Hubert, I'm out of Romans. All righty. Next we have
I'm going out of Psalm 119. Leap. Blessed are those who ways obey, who walk according to the law of the Lord. Blessed are they who keep his statutes and seek him with all their heart. They do nothing wrong. They walk in his ways. You have laid down the precepts, they are to continue to obey. Oh, that my ways were steadfast in obeying your decree. Then I would not be put to shame. When I consider all your commands, I will praise you with an upright heart. As I learned your righteous laws, I will obey your decree. Do not utterly forsake me. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Psalm 119.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
One.
Oh, one.
Auntie Dot?
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm going to read John chapter 15, verse 1 through 8, the vine and the branches. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cut off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit be pruned, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. If you remain in me, I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and wisdom. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me, and my word remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit. Follow yourself to be my disciple. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading out of John 15, Auntie Di. Okay, that concludes our first round. Next, we're going to have the sick and shut in. You ready, Miss? You can shut in. Alrighty, I can do it. Bow your head so that you can shut in. God never promised that challenges will come, but he promised peace, safety, and victory through it all for those who trust and believe in him. We declare victory is yours over this infirmity. With your mouth shall you testify of victory and the healing power in the name of Jesus Christ. It is the will of God that we prosper and dwell in perfect health. We therefore declare concerning you that every spirit of affliction is cast out from your body this minute. Only the will of God prospers concerning you, and every contrary manifestation is nullified in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Okay, next we will acknowledge birthdays, and it's for August the 25th through the 31st. I have Uncle Willie Williams' birthday today.
Amen.
Amen.
Any other birthdays from the 25th through the 31st? Alrighty. Mom, would you do us the honor of singing Happy Birthday to Uncle Willie?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless
you.
Happy birthday to you. And many more.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that, Mom. So let's go ahead with the second part of our program. One song, additional Bible verses, or just pass it up when I say your name. Well, let's start with Hubert.
The red travel book. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. All glory to God, who is able to answer all prayer. Pray it in the right manner and context. Prayer used to be a simple conversation with the God of all creation. He is your creator and the love of your soul, and he does not know how to hurt. And he is more desirous and willing to answer than you are to pray. Look to him, seek his face and not his hands, and he will meet you at the intersection of any need you have and any desire your heart longs for. Sit down and talk to him. He is so easy to know, and he desires that you know him well. There is nothing on earth or in heaven for time or eternity that God's Son did not secure for us. By prayer, God give us the vast and masterless inheritance, which is ours by virtue of his Son. God is glorified and Christ is honored by Lord Christ. Always remember, we are heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ Jesus. Remember, through all have though all have been sharing is not a prayer, but rather it is the Lord's own principle for praying. It is a rich pattern to follow. Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Next we have Auntie Carrie.
Yes, I'm coming from Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked upon him and was lighted, and their faces were not ashamed. The poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of his trouble. The angel of the Lord encamped around about them that feared and delivered them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye saints, for there is no want to him that fear him. The young lion do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Carrie, out of Psalm. Okay, next
one out, Betty. Yes, I'm reading Psalm 117. Oh, praise the Lord, all the nations. Praise him, all the people. For his mercy and kindness is great for us, and the truth of the Lord endure forever. Pray ye the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, thank you for that reading,
Auntie
Dot. Baby number two.
What
did they
say? All right.
Okay, thank you, Auntie
Dot. Okay. I'm reading from Matthew chapter 5. And seeing the multitude, he went up into the mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the mercy, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemaker, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed of ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. It said, rejoice and be exceedingly glad. So great is your reward in heaven. For so persecute they the prophet which was before you. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Daddy.
Okay, why pray for forgiveness and repentance? Why forgive? Our Heavenly Father has given us his way to learn and grow in. In many areas of life, such as loving and forgiving one another, we need to receive his way and walk in them. It is up to us to come to him. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sin. God is sincere about forgiveness. He expects
yourself to show the same mercy and forgiveness towards others as well as towards ourselves. The word of God says unforgiveness will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. It doesn't take rocket science to figure out what that means. Where does that lead me or you when we do not forgive a person, any person? As we so great that we are above God's word? That sounds like Satan, the devil, or Lucifer exploiting himself. Sometimes I see that we have bitterness, angry, resentment, grudges, wrong attitudes, through the feeling that we just not right. These are the signs of unforgiveness. Repent and forgive. Turn and go a new way, God way. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of the red book. Alrighty, well, that actually concludes our program for today. Before we go into the closing prayer, I just want to see if they have any volunteers for some of the assignments for next week. Have the reading out of Deuteronomy chapter 9. Do I have a volunteer?
I do.
That's Hubert. Okay, how about the opening prayer? Do I have a volunteer?
Auntie Betty.
All right, thank you. Sick and shut in. Okay, how about the closing party? Okay. Well, thank you, Auntie Betty, and Hubert for volunteering next week. If does anyone have anything else they would like to share before we actually go into the closing prayer?
Yes, Auntie Care. I won't be on the line next week.
Okay.
And we'll miss you.
I miss you all, too.
All right. Thanks for letting us know. Did you bow your head? Let Mom get this out of her. Bow your head. Lord, we believe that you will provide for us. We look forward to the ways that you will surprise and amaze us with your faithfulness. The lives that you will touch and the people in this room, you will use to brighten dark spaces and to lift sad hearts. Our passion for discussion is fueled by you, our Father. The same passion created us to be light to the world, color to darkness, light to dark places, and love to lost places. Bless our work and our time, God. Guide our steps and our progress, and grant us the power of your Holy Spirit to keep us without you, Jesus. Bless us, Lord, as we meet here today to take your passion with us. Fan the flame of your heart and inspire our best contributions. Remind us always of your name as you see our plans unfold and continue to be with us here today. You know, those who desperately need to know you love them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Everybody for joining, and have a wonderful week, and hope to hear you all next week, and NCP, be safe. Amen.
Amen. Love you guys. Amen. Good night.
Love you guys. Good night.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Right.